नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्याम जगन्नाथाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्णा टू ऑल दी डिवोटीज ऑफ इस्कॉन बाल्टीमोर। वेरी हैप्पी टू बी बैक अगेन इन योर फोरम आफ्टर लॉन्ग टाइम दो, एंड आई होप दैट ऑल ऑफ यू आर healthy, safe, your loved ones are safe, and that you are happy in Krishna consciousness. So today we're going to speak on a very, very special topic, very heart touching and favorite of everybody in ISKCON, from toddler to the old people. Everybody love to hear the pastimes of Jagannath. So today, there's going to be no philosophy, only pastime, and I guess that's what I love to do too, tell stories. So, before we do that, we will recite the pranam mantras of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Maharani and Sudarshan Chakra and invoke their blessings, and then we'll begin today's class. So you can join your hands with me and we'll all pray to Lord Jagannath.
Deva Deva Jagannatha Prapanarti Vinashana Trahimam Pundarikaksha Patitamam Bhavasagaryam Jaya Devi Bhakti Datri प्रसिद्धा परमेश्वरी जय देवी सुभद्रा त्वं सर्वेषां भद्रदायिनी नमस्ते तु हलग्राहा नमस्ते मूसलायुधा नमस्ते रेवती कांता नमस्ते भक्तवत्सला सुदर्शना महाज्वाला कोटि सूर्य समप्रभा अज्ञानातिमिरांधाना वैकुंठ पथ प्रदर्शका। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन वर्तमान गुरु वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज वांछा कल्पतरु भयस्य कृपा सिंधु भयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। हरे कृष्णा। सो I don't know where to start from. I don't know how am I going to start and how am I going to end today, because it's so beautiful. The whole pastimes of Jagannath Ji's pastime, Jagannath Ji's dham, Jagannath Ji's prasad, Jagannath Ji's rath yatra, his katha, his rupa, everything is so, his temple, everything is so mysterious and so magical, but factual. Everything is factual. So we're going to enter that world now, and it's like it's a big ocean, and I'm just going to pick up some drops somewhere. The only risk is I may just go on, and somebody has to tell me that time is up, because there's so many beautiful pastimes of Jagannath Ji. I can start with my connection with Jagannath Ji, especially He's the Lord of my heart. He's the Lord of my heart. Because whatever you hear in your childhood, that makes a lasting impression. And the first time I came in touch with Jagannath Ji was in the 1990s, when I was a little girl studying in school. And I had come across one of the Prabhupada disciples. He was a Gurukul teacher. And his wife was from Orissa, and for them Jagannath was their son. They used to carry Jagannath wherever they go, and I had the opportunity to listen to this this amazing devotee. The way he used to narrate the pastimes of Jagannath, anybody can fall in love. And
In the 90s, there was this Hare Krishna World paper, newspaper, and there used to be small advertisements, you know, if you want to buy tape ministries. And after listening to him personally the past times, I had got those tapes and, you know, those tape recorders, cassettes. And, you know, of course, now this generation won't be able to see that cassettes, but I used to especially like the Navakalevar pastime that he used to talk about, and I heard it so many times that the, you know, in those days, if you hear it many times, you have to remove the cassette and the reel will come out, and then you know, with a ball pen, you put the reel back and then you again put it. And every time the reel used to come out, I used to run to my father, and one fine day my father said, "It's done now. You heard so many times, now the reel doesn't go anymore inside." And that many times I used to keep on hearing the pastimes, and I was so much in love with that. And even till today, the first day of ISKCON Vizag Residential Summer Camp is completely dedicated to Jagannath, Jagannathji, Jagannathji, his pastimes and his stories. And almost all the time I'm successful with that, you know, children definitely get attracted. And then rest of the 7 days become so exciting for them. So, yeah, Jagannath's pastimes are like that. Anybody who hears his pastime will fall in love with him. So, we'll start with, of course, any knowledge. There are three sources, authentic sources. That is Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Today, I'm not speaking from Shastra. I'm speaking from what I heard from a sadhu. Because what I'm going to repeat today is simply what I heard in childhood. So there may be some mismatch with the books that are printed now. Because in the 90s, there were not so many books. And I don't know the Oriya language. But now there are so many books. And more and more books are coming day, you know, every single day. I see so many other new books are coming. So what I narrate, there may be some mismatch in certain things, but anyway, there is no standard version of Jagannath stories. Nobody can claim this is the authentic version, because it'll keep changing with the narrations, because every devotee interprets the life and pastimes of the Lord based on their devotion in the heart. Now, I remember in my college days, reading about this one author. He made such a beautiful point. He was an author. So one day he was writing a book, and it was a two-storied house, and he had a window which was overlooking the main road. So while he was writing, there was a big commotion. So he was wondering what's happening, but he was at the last paragraph of his book. So he just completed it and very quickly went downstairs and asked somebody, "What happened? Why is there so much commotion?" So they said, "Well, nothing. The bananas are not very good quality. The vendor was charging high price. And somebody came and argued and they had a fight. This is what happened." And then he went a couple of steps ahead and asked somebody else, "What happened? What was the commotion about?" They said, "Well, looks like somebody was trying to steal the bananas and run away. And the vendor stopped them. That was the commotion." And then he went to the next lane and he again asked, "What was the commotion happened, you know, the other lane?" And they said, "Well, the vendor procured the bananas from some wholesaler, but he didn't give good quality. So that's why there was a fighting." And then he was wondering, "Oh my God, within 25 minutes, there are at least 4 to 5 versions of the story. What happened?" And then he thought to himself, "And here I am sitting and writing history. So there are so many versions of this one single thing that happened. Everybody is having their own versions." So this is what happens. Every devotee, according to their realization and according to their devotion, may interpret the same pastime in so many other ways. So their way of looking may be so different. So that's why there's no standard version. So I heard something from somebody and then some other pastimes from some other Maharaj and from some other book. So it's like a combination and there's no standard version. So we all know that the pastimes of Jagannath or the glories of this Purushottam Kshetra is mentioned in the Skanda Puran.
there is a particular chapter, Purushottam Kshetra Mahatyam, which has the glories of Purushottam Kshetra. So we know in the Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Lord says, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushkrutam dharma sansthapanardhaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So the Lord says that He comes to establish dharma, but then the Vaishnava Acharyas, they let us know that it's not like that. It's just that the Lord loves His devotees so much that He actually comes to have a sweet reciprocation and a sweet relationship with His devotees. But anyway, because He has come, by the way, He kills the demon. But killing the demon is not His main agenda. So here we know that Lord comes in different forms. Sometimes He also takes the forms of animals, like Matsya or Varaha or Kurma. Sometimes He takes the form of human, like Lord Rama or Krishna. Sometimes He takes the form of a devotee like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But here He has taken a form of a deity, Jagannath. So now we may think when He comes like as Lord Ram, there's so many sweet pastimes. And then when He comes like Krishna, there's so many other sweet pastimes of Yashoda and Damodar and Gopi. So do Vigraha has any sweet pastime? But it does, yes. There are so many sweet, sweet pastimes of Jagannath Ji. So He has come as a Vigraha, but so many different pastimes He has manifested. We know the Lord comes because of calling, sincere calling of His devotee. Like we see Narasimha Dev came because Prahlad Maharaj called. And we see Lord came as Lord Sri Krishna because of Prishni and Sutapa. They had done austerities for so many years. And then we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come because of fervent calling by Advaita Acharya. So similarly, we see that Jagannath Ji, He came for Narad Muni. Jagannath Ji came for Brahma. Jagannath Ji came for Parvati Devi. Jagannath Ji came for Indradyumna Maharaj. So why did Jagannath come for Narad Muni? We know this pastime, how the queens of Dwaraka had once approached Rohini Devi. Why does Krishna remember the gopis so much? And then Rohini Devi goes about explaining the whole pastimes that Lord had in Vrindavan. And though Subhadra Devi was standing guard at the door, she never realized that Krishna and Balaram also came there and they started hearing the Vrindavan pastimes. Though they are hearing their own pastimes, they were so mesmerized and they were so happy and so ecstatic that all their limbs went inside, and then they were in this Mahabhava Prakasha, this Mahabhava Prakasha Rupa of Jagannath, you know, and Baladev and Subhadra Devi in between. And Narad Muni, who was just passing by, got to see this form, and then he started, you know, requesting the Lord that why not everybody get this opportunity to see you like this. So to fulfill Narad Muni's desire, Lord came. To fulfill Brahmaji's desire, we know how when Brahmaji was creating this world, he was worried that I'm creating this world, but everybody in this world is going to suffer. So he prayed to Lord, and then Lord told him that don't worry, there is one place in this material world called the Nilachal Dham where I will be manifested in my roop, in my form of Neelamadhav for 50 years of your lifespan, and for another 50 years I will manifest myself in the form of Jagannath, and anybody who has the darshan of my form will not have to take birth again in another womb. So just to please Brahmaji, Lord came. And then we know Lord came to please Parvati Devi. How it once so happened that Narad Muni had Mahaprasad of Lord, and he was so happy and dancing. And when he reached Kailash, Lord Shiva asked him that, how come you're so happy? And he says, well, I just had the Mahaprasad of Lord. And he said, how come you didn't share with me? We share everything. We share, you know, we read together and, you know, we chant together. And then Narad Muni says, okay, I'm sorry, but then it looks like there's something left in my, you know, in my nails. So that little morse, that little stuff, you know, food stuff, when Lord Shiva takes, he becomes very happy.
And when Parvati Devi comes there, she's surprised what's happening. How come Shiva is dancing in ecstasy? And when Lord Shiva shares that he just had the Mahaprasad of the Lord, Parvati Devi becomes very angry and says, how come you didn't share with me? I'm your wife. And then to cool down and to pacify Parvati Devi, Lord Vishnu himself comes there and he promises Parvati that I will give you my Mahaprasad. And she says, no. She being the mother, she says, I want it for everybody, all my children. So by all my children, she meant everybody, all the jivas. So then Lord promised, okay, I'll do that. So just for Parvati Devi, Lord came. And that's where we see in Jagannath Puri, after the Lord takes prasad, it's sent to Parvati Devi, who is there in the inner courtyard as Bimala Devi. And then the prasadam goes out. So it's like Maha Maha Prasad. So Lord came for Narad Muni, Lord came for Brahma, Lord came for Parvati Devi. And then Lord also came for Indradyumna Maharaj. We know how he was such a pious devotee and he had this intense desire that he wanted to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he wanted to know what's the meaning of this human life and what is he supposed to do. So then by the instructions of all the holy sadhus in his court, they informed him that there is a place where the Lord has manifested in Nilamadhava form. So then we know this whole pastime of how Indradyumna Maharaj goes to see the Lord, but there is a sandstorm and the deities are not visible anymore. So then with the help of Narad Muni, he pacifies himself, does Ashwamedha Yajnas, and finally, one early morning, he finds a log of wood which is floating ashore, which is I was reading somewhere, is the hair of the Lord. The hair of the Lord, when the Lord lying in Vaikuntha just plucks one of his hair, that falls in the ground and that comes out to a tree. So that tree was floating on the seashore. And then with the help of Vishwavasu, the head of the tribal people, the log is got. And then with the help of Vishwakarma, this beautiful deity has been carved. And that's how the Lord comes to make Indradyumna Maharaj happy. So like that we see, just for the devotees, the Lord manifests different forms. So this Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani, this is a beautiful, beautiful form of the Lord, especially the form of Jagannath. We see he has big eyes, so he doesn't miss his devotees, has no legs, so he cannot go away anywhere. He stays in the hearts of his devotees. And he has his hands protruded outside, always ready to hug his devotees. And he has no eyelids, so he never sleeps. When Indradyumna Maharaj built this magnificent temple for the Lord and he established the deities, he had asked Jagannath for three boons. So one boon was, I don't want to have son, because if I have a son and then he will claim that this is my father's temple, so I don't want that. And second thing, he said that you should eat. So you should eat so much so that when you finish eating and you wash your hands and before your hands get dried, some more foodstuffs will be offered to you. And like that, if you see in Puri, whole day around, they keep on offering so much bhoga to the Lord. And the third thing he asked the Lord is, you don't sleep, because in this material world, people are suffering. So he wanted Lord to shower his mercy 24/7. So we see that in the Jagannath Puri temple, they don't close the temple, only maybe just for 2 hours, sometime in the night, midnight, 2 hours. And then there again, the temple is open. And they say even the temple is closed, but the Lord is not sleeping, because the Mrityuloka, the Matyuloka jivas, like us, the mortals, we visit the Lord in the daytime, and the devatas and the other lokas, they visit the Lord in midnight. So they come in, and they say the proof is they keep some prasadam for them in the altar, and every day morning when they open the altar, it's not there anymore. So definitely the jivas from different other lokas and the demigods, they come and worship the Lord. They have a meeting with the Lord when the temple is closed. Now, one pastime that I was I like very much was when I heard about how once Vibhishan came to visit the Lord. So one of the pujaris, Patta Joshi Mahapatra, this happened sometime in the year 1810. He was the head priest of Jagannath Puri temple. So one day in the night, when he was just winding up everything and he was on his way back home, he saw that there's somebody following him who is like 15 feet height and huge personality. So he was a little afraid, and then he looked back and he asked, "Who are you?" And then he replied, "Well, I'm Vibhishan." I said, "Why are you following me?" He said, "No, I'm so happy with the way you serve the Lord with so much love and affection. So I was just pulled by your love. So I was simply walking behind you." So then this pujari, he becomes very happy and he says, "Well, of course, because there were no cell phones, so he can't take a selfie." So he said, "But I just want to share this news with everybody that I've met you. So how do we do that? Can you give me some souvenir?" So immediately Vibhishan took out his armlet, whatever he was wearing in his arm, he just took it out and he gave it to him. And then he just walked away, you know, inside the sea. But this armlet which he gave was so huge, it was like a wheel of a bullock cart. So even now, if you go to Jagannath Puri, you can see this in his house, the pujari's house, you can still see that. So like that, there's so many amazing recent pastimes, not many, many years ago, but just, you know, like there's another pastime which happened in 1890. There was a pujari by the name of Bishwanath Makeup. And actually Jagannath has one special place, it's called Ratna Bhandar. And I heard it's few kilometers large, huge place, and they have all the jewels of Jagannath Ji there, all very, very expensive jewels. And this Bishwanath Makeup, he was one of the pandas, and he had, of course, they have Z+ security, but somehow he stole a few ornaments of Jagannath Ji, and he thought nobody will come to know. But within few days when he did that, he was found dead. So his wife said it was a mysterious death. He said, "I could not understand. In the night, it was as if some snakes came, you know, somebody, and then my husband was dead." But then they didn't find any snake in the nearby vicinity. But she said, I saw some snakes coming. And what I read was after a few days or something, even his wife expired and the whole family had to suffer. So this Ratna Bhandar is being taken care by Lokanath, the deity of Lokanath, which is a form of Lord Shiva, along with the Naga Devatas. So anybody tries to steal from Jagannath, then they are punished. So similarly, there's another pastime in 1911. There was this one person called Bihari Daku, and he wanted to steal the jewel of Jagannath. which he wears on his forehead. So he just wore a black mask and he hid inside the altar. And when the temple closed in the night, he climbed upon Jagannath to take the jewel. But next day morning, when they opened the altar, what they saw is a dead body of this Bihari Daku, and there were 5 dead cobras. And they were not at all amazed, the pujaris. They just took it so coolly. Oh yeah, he must have tried to steal Jagannath's, so he got the punishment. For them, it's something, it'll happen. It's going to happen. There's time to happen. So like that, we see. There's another pastime in 1746 of Captain Beatles, how he was sailing to Puducherry. And when he was passing through Puri, his ship got stuck in a storm. And I mean, he's from France and he doesn't know who is Jagannath. But then some people guided him, you know, "You are at the place of Jagannath, who is a supreme lord. Why not you pray to him?" Very reluctantly he prayed, and immediately his ship, you know, had a smooth sail and he could go to Pondicherry. So on his way back, he came to Jagannath Puri and he gifted a huge bell to Jagannath Ji. And even today you can see that bell and that inscriptions, you know, by Captain Beatle. And then there's another pastime which happened in on very specifically on the 7th of July. Now, this is from a book by Ganesh Mishra. He has written a book called Santamala. So in this, he mentions about this pastime of Dasya Bauri. This happened sometime in 1902. So he talks about in his book about a devotee called Dasya Bauri, who was from Baligram. And he had such intense devotion for the Lord. So there's this beautiful pastime of coconut. How this Dasya Bauri, though he was a poor man, he once saw a coconut with a merchant, and he decided to buy it for Jagannath. So it was way beyond his financial capacity, but somehow he bartered it for some cloth and got this coconut for Jagannath. Now, after getting coconut for Jagannath, he didn't have enough money to go all the way to Puri. So he asked one of his friends that, can you go and offer this? Since you're going to Puri, can you offer this to Jagannath? So he said, okay, let me see. I'm just going for some business, and if I get time. He said, no, no, there's nothing much. Simply stand near the Garuda Stambha and you just tell Jagannath that your devotee Dasya Bauri has sent you coconut. If Jagannath wants, he will take it. If he doesn't take it, bring it back. Now he thought this was a joke. So he said, okay, I'll do that. So anyway, he was not very serious about it. But by the way, he finished all his work and now he was about to leave Puri and he remembered the coconut. So he just went and stood near the Garuda Stambha and he just looked at the Sudarshan Chakra and said, your devotee Dasya Bauri has sent this coconut for you. The moment he said that, the Lord's hand came out from the altar, stretching all the way, taking the coconut. And this person simply fainted. He was amazed that, oh, what a devotion. And the Lord has personally accepted the coconut of Dasya Bauri. And there's another pastime of the mangoes, the 40 mangoes. How once Dasya Bauri, he brings 40 mangoes for the Lord. So when he brings these mangoes, you know how what happens in Puri. The moment you want to offer something, there'll be so many pandas and all are pulling and pushing and give us, we'll offer it on your behalf. And Dasya Bauri says, all right, stop. I don't want to offend anybody. If I give to this panda gets offended. I don't want to give it to anybody. He just goes and stands near the Garuda Stambha, takes each, you know, one mango. And then he looks at the Sudarshan Chakra and he says, oh, my Lord, this is for you. And every time he says that, you know, the mango is gone. You know, it's not visible anymore. And it's just gone. And in the thin air, disappears. And then the second mango, and then the third mango, and all the 40 mangoes disappear. And everybody's like, oh, you're such a great devotee. And the panda says, no, 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 no great devotee. Some magic he's showing, you know. And Dasya Bauri says, no, the Lord accepted it. And I said, no, how do we know Lord accepted? He said, just go and look, you know, Lord has taken them. So then they run inside the altar and they see, yes, all the mangoes, 40 mangoes are lying there, eaten by the Lord, and the seeds are here and there, and there's mango all over Lord's face. So then the pujaris, they understand, oh, you're such an amazing devotee. So like that, there are so many sweet pastimes of Dasya Bauri, how he was so very attached to the Lord that whatever he saw, he saw Lord in that. Like, you know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, na, yo mam pashyati sarvatra. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they see everywhere they see Lord, in everything they see Lord. So there is this famous pastime of how, you know, once he came back from Rath Yatra, from Puri, and he was in so much in smaranam of the Lord that when his wife offered him some prasadam, food to eat, now they're poor people and they had this red brick plates, you know. And then on top of it, his wife puts, you know, heap of rice, and then on top of it, a little spinach, which had become a little black because it's, you know, it's been there for a long time, not fresh. So immediately when Dasya Bauri sees that, he just remembers the big eyes of Jagannath, the red and then the white in between and then the black. And he starts crying and dancing and jumping. And then his wife had to call the other people from the village, please control my husband. And then the others also understand that, oh, Dasya Bauri is so much into remembrance of Jagannath that in everything he sees Jagannath. So then they advise his wife, next time when you give rice, don't put it like that. Put it separately. Otherwise, he's reminded of Jagannath. And then I read somewhere that at the fag end of his life, when Dasya Bauri was not able to go to Puri anymore because of his old age, he was crying one day. that I want to see the Lord, I want to see the Rath Yatra. What do I do? My body doesn't have that much capacity. So the Lord appeared in his dream and he said, come, come here, I'll show you. And then he goes behind his hut. There's a small pukur, you know, a small pond. And then he goes and stands there and he says, yeah, he can see the whole Rath Yatra happening on the surface of the pond. And when he wakes up from the dream, he just asks his wife, come, come quickly, you know, I got a beautiful dream. And both of them run towards the pond. And it's true, it's happening. They were actually able to see whole Rath Yatra procession happening on the surface of the pond. So like that, the Lord reciprocates in such beautiful and amazing ways with his devotees. One another beautiful pastime that I like is about Talicha Mahapatra. Talicha Mahapatra, he was one of the pujaris of the Lord. Now, there are two versions. I'll tell you two versions of this story. One which I heard in childhood. And so this pujari, he was very good in decorating the Lord. So one day while decorating the Lord, he was thinking that, oh, Lord Krishna has such beautiful curly hairs and you know, Mother Yashoda must be so happy enjoying decorating Krishna, but Jagannath has no hair. And he was just, as he was thinking like that, Jagannath actually manifested hair, long, dark, black, curly hairs. And he became so happy and then he was decorating the Lord. After the decoration was over and he paid obeisances, and then when he's trying to look at the Lord, there is no hair. He was satisfied. Okay, I had a beautiful darshan of the Lord. Now in Puri, they have a system that every day they give the Mahaprasad garland of the Lord to the king. So today, when they send this garland, Mahaprasadam garland to the king sees there is a long hair inside the garland. So now the king is wondering, so Jagannath doesn't have hair and this looks like a lady's hair. So that means they gave this Mahaprasad garland to some lady and then afterwards they're giving it to me. So he got all upset. So he called the pujari immediately. He said, what is this happening? Now the other version says that the king had come for a sudden visit to the temple and there was no garland. So sometimes these Puri Pandas, they just put some garland on their head or sometimes they have something around the neck. So this pujari had taken out from his neck and put it on Jagannath. So now these are the two versions. So anyway, now he's in mess because the king finds a hair in the garland. So now he just honestly admits. He said, well, this is Jagannath's hair. Now Jagannath had hair in the morning. So now the king says, looks like you're hallucinating. How can Jagannath have hair? So I'm giving you 24 hours time. Come with the truth, you know, and otherwise I imprison you. Now this pujari, he didn't know what to do. In the night, he just had this bottle of poison next to his bedside. And he says, my Lord, if you don't protect me, then I'm just going to give up my body. He doesn't know what to do. So then next day morning, the king's soldiers arrive and they call the pujari. He said, come on, let's go. The king is ready. Let's go and see in the altar. So all of them go. You know, big, big procession. So many people very curious what's going to happen. And then they open the garbhagudi, the door of the altar. And then king sees, yeah, actually Jagannath has long, big hairs. So king still doesn't believe. And he says, maybe you did something, you know, just to save yourself. So the king takes another step forward and pulls the hair. And the moment he pulls the hair, there's blood coming out. And immediately the king is shocked, you know, he's fainted. Said, I'm very, very sorry. Such a big mistake. I offended you. You're a pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord manifested here just to please you. So even till today, of course, the very next moment, there was no more hair. And the king and the pujari both had smile on their faces. But that particular hair, which was there in the garland, is still stored in an ivory box. If you have good relation with the pandas, there's so many such things you can see. And all these pastimes, they're all written in palm leaves. It's called Madala Panjika. It's a diary, just like we write diary. The Puri Pandas, they write diary every single day, whatever is happening in the temple. And even if nothing happens, that also they write down. Today nothing happened. We gave offering for so many times and there was nothing special happened. And all this is dug inside and kept very safely because During the East India Company time, they had many issues because they were printing all faulty, all wrong stories or false stories about Jagannath. And they said this is all from the Madala Panjika. And because they were so envious of Jagannath being so popular, so they wanted to do something to disturb the faith of people. And they wanted to destroy the original Madala Panjika. So that is why from there on, they had dug in and very safely kept in every full moon day. They just bring out full moon day to full moon day, whatever happened, only that much portion they'll bring it out and they'll read it and then again put it back. So they have this body of management called the Mukti Mandap. Just like we have GBC in ISKCON, they have this Mukti Mandap and all the senior pujaris, they are like the governing body and they make all the decisions. So this Madala Panjika is still written in palm leaves is what I was told. They still write that in palm leaves. And whatever version that they had printed from the East India Company, there were some stories which were factual, and but then there are lots of other false information they were trying to sell with the cover of some true stories. There was one very nice pastime rare that how they have this very mysterious way of knowing whether the Lord has accepted the offerings of the devotees or not. So when they offer this chappan bhog to the Lord, the pujari does achaman. And when he puts the water on his palm, he should be able to see the reflection of the Lord in that water. If he doesn't see the reflection, that means the Lord has not accepted it. And of course, it happens very rarely. It did happen sometime. And when it happens, they take the whole bhoga and they dig the mud. And they just bury the whole bhoga there. Nobody eats it. And then again, the whole bhoga is prepared. So like that, there are many, entries in that diary. Today this happened. The Lord did not accept the bhoga. And of course, it's a big criminal offense. There will be big investigation. Why this happened? What must have gone wrong? And there will be a very big inquiry. Also, sometime if it so happens that an animal enters inside the altar, let's say a dog, or sometime like once there is one entry in Madala Panjika, it says that one time a cat entered inside the altar and she was on the shoulder of Balaramji. Now if that happens, oh, it's like a big thing. So then what they do immediately is they just stop everything. It's like a lockdown. The temple is under lockdown. There'll be no more bhoga, no more aarti, nothing. They have to go and get the water from a particular river, which is around 40 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. So they'll get that water and then they will wash the Lord and wash the altar and they wash the whole place. Then again, they will begin the worship. And this had happened one time. But unfortunately, when this happened, when the pujaris went to bring the water from that lake, the lake was dry. There was no water. Now, if there is no prasadam cooked in Jagannath Puri, it's serious. There will be riots because the whole temple town, everybody is, most of them are dependent on the prasadam, which is coming from Jagannath temple. Because all the families there are in some or the other way serving Jagannath. Let's say one family has only one responsibility is that they have to make ropes, which they use for Jagannath Rathyatra to pull the ratha. And that happens only once in a year. And sometimes one or two occasions they have to make some ropes to tie the Lord. But for that one seva that they do in a year, whole year the family gets free prasadam from the temple. So like that, there are maybe around 60 families who are simply making ropes. And there are some another 60 families maybe who are simply making those, they just turn those bamboos and try to make some kind of a crown for Jagannath. And there are some families who cut only cutting vegetables. And there are some families, their only job is when the prasadam, when the bhoga is cooked, they just blow the horn announcing that, yes, the cooking is completed. Now it's going to go for bhoga. That's their only job. And for that, they get prasadam whole year.
And their families, they are in the same seva. So like that, the whole temple town is dependent on Jagannath's prasadam. And if the prasadam is not cooked for one day, it's a big issue. So this time when they just went to take the water from the river, there's no water. The river is dry. So actually there was government intervention and the intervention from the king. And it's like, okay, there's no water, we can't do anything about it, but we need to start the worship of Jagannath back again because it's going to be a big mess. But the pujaris, you know, they were so adamant. They said, we are not going back. Unless we get the water from here, we're not starting the puja again. And they camped there for a few days. And finally, by the mercy of Jagannath, there was rain. You know, I mean, it was like a untimely rain. And then finally, they got some water. And then they poured the water and they sanctified the place. So like that, in Puri, there is no fixed system. Neither it is tantric system, neither it is pancharatrik system. It's panta system. That means everything is mixed. So over the years, whatever somebody does or anybody does becomes a tradition. That's it. There's no set or a DT standard procedures or some book that they are following, or they just do it out of love, and the Lord accepts it. And even when we know this famous pastime, and even when Ramanujacharya personally came there and he wanted to actually make it into pancharatrik system, and he wanted to have all the system in place, and he went and presented his case to the king. You know, I want to make all the changes and make it paka. Because these people are not doing it properly. The king said, I'm open to the proposal. So then he just told the pujaris, okay, from tomorrow, you know, no more. We don't need your services. And Ramanujacharya is going to bring his men and they're going to do the worship of Jagannath. So the pujaris were so sad. And they were going and fighting with Jagannath. They said, oh, re Kaliya, you know, Kaliya means, oh, black one. It's not that your color of your skin is black. You're actually black. Your heart is black. Mother Yashoda loved you so much, but you just left her and you went with Akrur just because you wanted to see some big city. And you did the same thing with the gopis when they loved you so much. You were ready to leave them, you know, in middle of Rasalila and leave. And Radharani, who loves you so much, you just left her. Sita Devi, she worshipped you. She served you so nicely and you banished her in the forest. You're hard-hearted. And now that we serve you with so much love and affection, and now as soon as you got some new people to serve you, you're super excited to get seva from them and you're ready to throw us out. And they were crying. And the Lord comes in their dream and says, don't worry, I'll protect you. And next day morning, all of them are waiting for Ramanujacharya to enter and take over all the puja system. So his disciples are all freshly bathed, chanting the Vedic hymns, and the king of Puri is standing there, and the pujaris, the pandas of Jagannath with long face, they are standing on one side because now they have to hand over everything. But they're all waiting, but Ramanuja doesn't appear, and they're thinking, what happened to Guruji? And they waited up to mid-afternoon, then they all went back. And the king said, okay, we don't know where is Ramanuja, so you continue what you were doing. Now, what happened mysteriously with Ramanujacharya is he was sleeping, taking rest in the night, and overnight Jagannath shifted him, threw him out from Puri with his bed to Andhra Pradesh, Vishakhapatnam. Just next to Vishakha, close to Vishakhapatnam is a place called Srikakulam. So the Lord Jagannath transported Ramanujacharya to Srikakulam. So next day morning he just gets up in Brahma Muhurta and he says, he is on his bed, but the bed is not in Puri. It's in somewhere in the forest. And he gets up and says, where am I? What's happening to me? And then when he starts walking around, he sees some people are worshipping, you know, some kind of a protrusion, you know, looks like a Shiva Linga, you know, and they're all worshipping him. And he thinks, oh, I'm in Shiva Kshetra. And he starts fasting. And then he gives a close look and he says, no, this is not a Shiva Linga. But the people say, no, this is a Shiva Linga. And he says, no, I'm telling you, I can see this. This is Kurma Avatar. So then they dig a little further and then they can say, yeah, it's Kurma. A little hands and a little mouth, you know, little face. Yeah, this is Kurma. And then he establishes the Kurma temple with all the Pancharatrika Vidhi. And of course, the
Navdeep Mandal Mahatyam also talks about another story inside the story, that how in between he also visits, Ramanujacharya also visits Navadvip Dham. So that's another story for some other day. So this is what happens. And then his disciples, who are searching for their Gurudev all over Puri, they walk down and they come here, and then they finally find him. So like that, the Lord reciprocates with his devotees so beautiful way. There's one other pastime that I used to like a lot as a child, was Kan Foda Hanuman. That how the pujaris, they used to tell the Lord, oh, there's so much sound coming of the ocean and the waves, we can't hear anything. Whatever prayers or mantras we are chanting, we ourselves can't hear it. Can you do something about it? So then the Lord says, okay, I'll ask Hanuman to do something about it. So that day evening, after the puja is over, when they're coming out from the southern gate, they see a huge figure walking up and down. And as soon as the pujaris come out, the huge figure is coming close to the pujaris, and they're a little scared, who is this? And then when they see, you know, in the light, oh, this is Hanuman. So Hanuman says, yes, how can I help you? Lord has asked me to come and help you. So no, it's just that we are disturbed by the sound of the ocean. Can you do something about it? And Hanuman said, all right. So from you know, henceforth, I will digest all the sound inside me and you won't get any sound. So that's what happened. Next day morning, when the pujaris, they go for offering bhoga and chanting, they are surprised there is no noise completely. And they become so happy. They're asking each other, is it only me or you also can feel it, right? There's no noise. Say, yeah, there's no noise, no noise. So then remembering this pastime, they have a vigraha of Hanumanji there. And I remember when I first time went to Puri with my parents, you know, we had one guide, you know, the panda, and explaining all, you know, do this, here you put some money, here you do this. And when we came to this form of Hanumanji, then he said, you do namaste, but don't ask for any desire. He can't hear. We call him Kan Foda Hanuman. His ears are burnt because he has digested all the voice, the noise of the ocean. So he can't hear if you're asking him for any wishes. So don't ask him. Come, now we'll go to the next place. So I thought that was so funny that Hanumanji there is not able to hear anything because his ears are burnt by the loud noise of the ocean. And of course, there's another beautiful temple in Puri. If you have visited Bedi Hanuman, that's also one of the very, very sweet pastime of how it happened till the 12th century. Every full moon day, the ocean water used to come inside the Jagannath temple. It used to be flooded with water. So the pujaris, they got frustrated. My Lord, why not you do something, you know? Every time the ocean water comes inside and the whole temple is flooded with water. So Lord said, well, this is a little sensitive because this is something to do with my father-in-law. You know, because Lakshmi came out from the ocean, so Lord's father-in-law. So he said, this is something sensitive. I can't interfere because my father-in-law likes to come and check on me. He wants to see me, you know. So every full moon day he comes and I can't do anything about him. So the pujaris think, okay, let's call Hanuman. Maybe Hanuman can do something. So then they just ask for Hanuman's help. So Hanuman says, okay, done. I'll make sure that the ocean doesn't, you know, cross its limit. So they do that. But in spite of doing that also, one day the ocean actually came inside. And then they went and complained to Hanumanji, but there's no, Hanumanji is not seen anywhere. So after some time, Hanumanji comes and says, I'm very, very sorry. So I had gone out. I said, gone where? He said, well, the prasadam here in Puri doesn't have much spices, and I miss the prasadam of Ayodhya. So I had just gone there to Ayodhya, had prasadam. So, well, it's okay, I'm back now. And they said, this is risky. So the pujaris, they discuss among themselves. They said, this is pretty risky. If every time he just goes for prasadam, for breakfast, lunch and dinner, we'll be in big mess. So then they tied Hanumanji there with the ropes, you know. So it's called Bedi Hanuman. He's shackled, and he said, you better not go anywhere, you know. stay there. And some versions will say the Lord tied him. Some versions say that the pujaris tied him out there out of love, that you better don't go anywhere and you stay here. But then the Lord had complained with the pujaris. He said, you have done this arrangement, but is it fair? What about my father-in-law? He wants to see me. So how does he get to see me? So why not you make some arrangement? So then the pujari says, all right, so we'll make some arrangement by which your father-in-law can also see you regularly. So from there on, they had this festival, which they do it on every full moon day. They take the Utsava Vigraha of the Lord to the ocean and they have a big picnic. So they make all the chappan bhoga, less quantity. They make the chappan bhoga and they have the Lord make a pandal. So that happens every full moon day. So the ocean, Samudra Devta also gets to see the Lord. So like that, there are so many amazing pastimes. I'll tell one last pastime. One pastime is about the, I should tell you the Dayanaka leaves. That's one of my favorite pastime. How there's this one king, pious king. I mean, mostly all the Puri kings, they're all Jagannath devotees and they are so, they love Jagannath so genuinely and so sincerely they serve the Lord. Now, once it so happened that the kings, they play these games and, so once this king, he was playing a game with his minister and he was completely engrossed in that. Now, it so happened that every day morning, the system is that they give Jagannath's Mahaprasad to the king. So this day also, the pujari came and said, my lord, there's this Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Now, on this particular day, the king was so engrossed in his favorite game with the minister. So he said, yeah, okay. And he just put his left hand unconsciously, not even looking at the pujari. He's just looking at the game and he said, okay, give it. And then he took the prasad. And then afterwards, when the game was over, and he thought, okay, let me take prasad. And then he understood, oh my God, what did I do? I'm taking prasad of the Lord with the left hand. I insulted the Lord. I was so engrossed in the game, I never realized that I had put out my left hand. So he was very sad. Now, what happened? From that day on, the king was so morose. There was no enthusiasm, not talking to anybody, not eating properly. So the minister asked him one day, my lord, what's happening to you? We see you're very dull. Are you having sleepless nights? Is there some problem? So then the king says, yeah, I wanted to share with you. There's some serious problem happening. Every day in the night, when I'm trying to sleep, a mysterious hand comes inside the window and that hand is trying to attack me. I don't know what to do. The minister says, oh, why did you keep it with you so long, this secret? We will sort it out. You please, you should have told us this. So they immediately did all this yajnas and they did all mantra and they called different people. So I said, now the problem should be sorted out. It looks like somebody is doing some black magic. So the next day in the morning, the minister asked the king again, so now everything is okay? The king said, no, the hand still came. It was trying to attack me. Now the minister said, this is too much. So the minister says, okay, why not you take rest in my room? I will take rest in your room and see who is that hand coming in disturbing. The king said, all right. So now in the night, the minister was sleeping. In the middle of the night, the minister gets up and he says, yeah, there is a hand coming and trying to attack. So immediately the minister takes out his sword and cuts the hand. And he takes the hand and whole night he just holds it. And next day morning, as soon as it's morning, he runs to the king, said, here is the hand, my dear lord, which was disturbing you, my dear king. And when he looks at the king, he sees the hand of the king is missing. There's no left hand. Then he says, I'm not able to understand, what is this? Then the king says, this is my hand. And this is all drama, this all thing I created. Because I was so guilty deep within my heart that I had taken the prasadam of the Lord with the left hand. I wanted to cut my hand by myself, but I wasn't able to do it. And if I asked you to do it, you wouldn't do it. That is why I said this story and now you have cut my hand. I deserve this punishment. So then the hand of the king, it was buried inside the Jagannath Vallabh gardens. Now the king, such a pure devotee of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord, they're always thinking about the Lord all the time. Their bodies also become so transcendental. So now the hand which was buried in the Jagannath Vallabh Gardens, a beautiful plant came out and very fragrant leaves coming out from there. Now the king on the other side is very morose, because according to the system, the scriptures, if somebody doesn't have any limb in the body is missing, they cannot have the darshan of the deity. So he was not able to see Jagannath. He was not able to serve Jagannath. But only thing that he could do was, he used to go every morning and pluck some flowers from the Jagannath Vallabh Gardens and give it to the pujaris for making garlands. So one day the king asked the gardener, "Oh, these leaves, they smell so nice. What is this?" The gardener said, "I have no idea. Some weird kind of species. I never saw this before." The king said, "Okay, since we don't know what species, you know, what plant is that, don't send it for Jagannath's service. Nobody should touch those leaves." And he says, "All right, my lord." The next day morning, when the king comes and he sees there are no leaves for that plant, completely all the leaves are gone. And he said, "Who touched this?" The gardener said, "I don't know." He said, "But who came to the garden? Somebody has taken these leaves. You know, what happened to them?" He said, "I have no idea, my lord, what happened." And then the king gets worried. But then in the dream, Lord comes and he says, "I have taken them. I've stolen them. Because they have come out from your body. They're very dear to me. And I want that you should worship me with those leaves." So because the Lord stole those leaves, even till today in Jagannath Puri, they celebrate this day, this one particular day in a year. They bring the Lord and the palanquin, and the pandas, they do mock acting. They just act as if they are going inside the Jagannath Vallabh Garden and they are stealing the Dayanaka leaves, and they're running, you know. So they do this as a remembrance of how the Lord stole those leaves, and, you know, accepting them just because they've come out from the body of a devotee. So they use those Dayanaka, just like we use Tulasi for Lord Krishna, they use Dayanaka leaves for Lord Jagannath. So like that, there are many amazing pastimes. Okay, I'll tell you this pastime of Purushottam Dev. So this is also one of my favorite pastimes, of how Purushottam Dev was such an amazing devotee of the Lord. But see, the Puri kings, if you see in the history also, they're not very aggressive. In fact, they were getting defeated, you know, and always other people, you know, trying to capture them because they were so devotee-minded. So it once so happens that this Puri king, he's been offered in marriage Padmavati, who is a daughter of king of Kanchi. And just like, you know, in our world, what happens? The girls come to the boy's family, the boys come to the girl's house. So one such occasion, since the marriage was, the alliance was getting fixed, they all had come to Puri to visit Purushottam Dev. But that happened to be a Rath Yatra, and Purushottam Dev was sweeping the road in front of the chariot. So the king of Kanchi, he felt a little hurt. He said, "How come he's behaving like a Shudra, cleaning the, you know, sweeping the street?" So he said, "I don't want my daughter to get married to you." So there followed a big discussion and Shastravad. "Oh, he's the supreme personality of Godhead and there's nothing wrong. You know, king is a servant of the Lord." And then the king of Kanchi says, "But no, Ganapati is the supreme personality of Godhead." And then there is a to and fro. And finally they decide, as the Kshatriyas do, everything comes to end with a battle. "Okay, let's have a war. And if you win, then my Jagannath is inferior to your Ganapati, I will accept. But if I win, then your Ganapati will be put behind my Jagannath." And they said, "All right, fine." So it was done, and it was the day was decided that there will be a war. Now the problem was, when war means they have to start preparing, making the sword sharp. But the problem is, in Puri, all the armies, they knew how to play kartals very well, but they forgot how to, you know, use swords, because always chanting Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, they're all devotees. So now, you know, when they actually had a first round of war, he almost got defeated.
So now, you know, every day they have to just, you know, it will go on happening. So now the king was, you know, very morose, not because that if he gets defeated, the only worry was that I will have to place Ganapati in front of my Lord Jagannath. How can I do that? So he was so embarrassed, and he was just telling that, my Lord, if I get defeated, it's not about me getting defeated, because I'm connected to you. It's an insult to you. So he just, you know, crying to the Lord, oh Lord, please save my grace. I'm reminded of this beautiful bhajan, you know, sung by Surdas. You know, he says, Tum meri rakho laaj hari, Tum meri rakho laaj hari, Tum meri rakho laaj hari. जानत सब अंतरयामी करने कछुना करी तुम मेरी राखो लाज हरी. One of my favorite bhajans. Sudas is saying, तुम मेरी राखो लाज हरी. My Lord, please protect my honor. तुम जानत सब, you know everything. You are antaryami, you are dwelling in the heart, you know everything. Karati kachuna kari, I have not done any good deeds in my life. It's not that I am asking you to protect because it's not a business deal. I'm asking, look, I did so much punya, my Lord, you have to protect me. No, I am asking because that's your nature. You will protect me because your nature is like that. I'm not capable of your protection. I haven't done anything good in my life, but you will protect me, my Lord. Tum meri rakho laaj hari. So then he's just praying, oh Krishna, please, Jagannath ji, please help me. Now, you know, Jagannath ji comes in his dream and says, don't worry, and I'm going to take care. And next day, early morning, Jagannath and Baladev, they both are on their horses, white and black horse, and they march towards the battlefield. Now, those days, you know, even now also, you have those toll where you pay your tolls if you have to cross border. So those days also, there were some small huts, you know, on the state borders, and then there's some people selling there some curd or buttermilk. So there was this one lady called Manika, and she was selling some curd and buttermilk there. So Jagannath and Baladev, they are on their horses, and then they stop at that place and they ask this lady, can we have some buttermilk? You know, we're thirsty. So the lady gives some buttermilk, and they ask for some more, and then they ask for some more. And the lady is surprised, my God, these people, they have so much thirst. And she, whatever stock she had, she gives. And then she asks, okay, so now you're done drinking, so can I get money? And then Jagannath and Baladev, they both ask very innocently, money, I mean, nobody asks us money, everybody offers us with love and affection. And this Manika is like, I don't know what you're speaking, you know, definitely you have to pay. And I said, but we are serious, we really don't have money, what can we give you? So then, you know, she's trying to, you know, are you fooling me? And then Baladev gets very angry, you know, and he's trying to fight. And Jagannath says, well, hold on, let me sort out this matter. And then Jagannath says, okay, we are the soldiers of the king's army. The king is coming behind us with the rest of the army, and he will pay for it. So he said, he will pay for it, but what's the proof, you know? And then Jagannath takes out a mala from his neck, and he gives it to Manika and writes a letter to the king, you know, that my dear Pratap Rudra, my dear Purushottam Dev, we have drank buttermilk from this lady, kindly pay for the same. And he writes a letter and he gives this to Manika. And then they both just march in the front. And this time when they are, you know, ready to fight, the king of Kanchi is like, where's the rest of the army? And they're like, okay, we both are enough for whole army. And they actually fight such fiercely that the king just surrenders. And then he's ready to, you know, surrender to Purushottam Dev. And then his Ganapati goes to Jagannath temple. And even today you can see that Kanchi's Ganapati, Ganesh ji in the courtyard of Jagannath temple. So finally, when the king Purushottam Dev, he comes to this lady Manika, and the lady comes running, you know, two of your soldiers have drank all my buttermilk, you know, please give us money. And then when the king reads the letter, he's all tears. Okay, so my Lord has already stepped in to protect me. So he says, not only will I pay for this buttermilk, but wherever your eyes go, this whole place I gifted to you, Manika. So even now that place, you know, Manika Patnam, that place was gifted to that old lady.
So the king was crying that you're so fortunate, you know, that you could see the Lord face to face. So this is something. I was just one point coming to my mind that sometimes the devotees are working so hard and they're praying so sincerely to the Lord, but they don't get to see the Lord. But those who are serving the devotees, they get to see the Lord. You know, like you see in the case of Narsi Mehta. I'm sure many of you must be knowing the saint from Gujarat. How he was busy singing songs and how Lord comes as Narsi Mehta. And he does all the job for Narsi Mehta. And when Narsi Mehta comes back, you know, and he comes to know that Lord had come, he's crying and you're telling his wife, you know, I've been singing for him and I couldn't see him. And you saw him, spoke to him, spent time with him. And same thing we see in the case of Tukaram. It's always chanting Vitthal, Vitthal, Vitthal. And he didn't get to see the Lord. But the Lord himself came to Tukaram's wife and picked up her feet, Avali's feet, and tried to take out the thorn from her feet. And Tukaram was crying that, I'm saying Vitthal, Vitthal, but the Lord gives darshan to you. And we see the same case of Jayadev Goswami, one of the very, very favorite devotees of Lord Jagannath. How, you know, once he's just seeing a beautiful pastime of Radha and Krishna, and where Radharani is all upset with Krishna, and Krishna is telling Radharani, okay, Dehi Tava Pada Pallava Mudaram, okay, dear Radha, put your feet on my head. And when Jayadev Goswami sees this, he's like, oh no, I don't think I should write this. I don't know why I saw like this. And he just leaves it halfway and he goes for taking bath in the river. And when he comes back, what he sees is that his wife is eating prasadam. Now, the tradition in those days is the husband eats first and then wife eats. He's just peeping from window and he's surprised. My wife is eating without even giving it to me. And then he comes and he says, what are you doing? And his wife says, but how did you come? You just came inside, right? You took prasadam and you went inside. He said, no, I'm just coming back. His wife says, no, you came just now, 10 minutes ago. And they both run together inside the inner room. And when they open, you know, the Lord is not there, but the Lord has completed that line, Dehi Tava Pada Pallava Mudara. So then Jayadev Goswami understands, oh, Lord wanted that line to be completed. He wanted that to be there, you know, how he's asking Radharani for his lotus feet. So Jayadev Goswami is like, wow, you know, I pray to the Lord and you get to see the Lord. So I was thinking this is something so beautiful. So we serve the Lord, but we should also make it a point to serve the devotees of the Lord. Because when we serve the Lord, we are not sure when he's going to show his mercy. But when we serve the devotees of the Lord, there's always a surety we may get a free complimentary darshan because of that devotee's devotion. So I thought that was something, you know, that we should make sure that we serve the devotees of the Lord. So like that, there are many, many beautiful pastimes. And of course, the most mysterious one is that of Navakalevar. How they change the body of the Lord every 12 years. They either do it every 12 years, sometimes they do it during the Adhik Mass. And that's very mysterious. The way the three pujaris are selected and then they go to the Mangala Devi temple. And these pujaris are made to sleep there. And when in their dream, you know, they enter into a trance where they're guided by Mangala Devi, that where is the tree from which the new body of the Lord will be made. Nava Kalevar is Nava means new and Kalevar means body. So every 12 years, the old Jagannath is given Samadhi. Initially they used to just put the old deities inside the water tank. But so many Navakalevars happened that the water tank had no water anymore. It was completely full of sand, full of mud. So now they have this new system. They dig mud and they give samadhis to the old deities. And every 12 years they have a new deity. So new deity means you need a new tree. And you can't just pick up any tree on the road. So which tree is that in which Jagannath has manifested comes in the trance of these pujaris. And then in the trance, these pujaris, they run and they run and everybody follows them and they're in trance. Sometimes they just climb over roofs and boundary walls. They're jumping everywhere and
oh, hundreds of people are following them. And finally, when they reach that tree, they just hug the tree. They say, Jagannath, Jagannath, Jagannath. Then they just fall unconscious. And then a group of 10 people, they will examine the tree. Because if it's a Subhadra tree, it has to have a yellow tinge. If it is a Subhadra tree, it should be somewhere in the, you know, middle of a water body. If it's a Baladev tree, then it should have a white tinge. It should have, as soon as you see the tree, there should be some cobra passing by, and then some, you know, you can see the head of the cobra. There is some nest there. So like that, there are certain symptoms. And if you see the Jagannath tree, it has to have a knot on the bark. So then they make Jagannath and Sudarshan. So like that. And sometimes it so happens that when they hug the tree, Jagannath, Jagannath, and then they inspect. And if they see some things are missing, they again put the pujari back to Mangala Devi temple, and again they wait for another trance to come. They don't accept just like that any tree. They so scrutinizingly do it. And sometimes when the devotee is running in trance, after running for few kilometers, he may say, I just lost the vision. So they again go back. So there's so many such interesting pastimes in Madala Panjika. One year when they were doing Navakalevar, the pujari kept running in trance for 22 days. And he reached Madhya Pradesh. And inside, in Madhya Pradesh, in somebody's house, Muslim's house, he went and hugged a tree and he says, this is Jagannath. And now this Muslim says, I'm not going to give this tree, you know, because you people worship deity, that's against our dharma. I can't give this tree, I'm sorry. And the whole government is intervening, all of them, and they're requesting. And finally, after a few days, you know, he had some six daughters or six children, and in everybody's dream, the lady comes in, you know, one of the relatives who is saying that if you don't give the tree to these people, I'm going to be sick. So finally they come. It's a big story. I can go on and on, but it'll be late. And how they finally give the tree. So like that, you know. And finally when the tree is located, and then it's put on a cart, and 10 people on this side, 10 people on that side, they'll, you know, play instruments and very grandly take it. And then they start carving the deities. And when the deities are carved, then after Snana Yatra, during the Anavasara period, once the Snana Yatra is over, the Anavasara period is over, the old deities and the new deities are kept side by side. And now happens the mysterious process, changing of Brahman, you know, the Brahman. Now this is very mysterious, and what I heard, I'm simply repeating. They say that there is a small opening inside the Jagannath's body, and they make a similar kind of opening in the new Jagannath's body. And they select one pujari who is old, and it's a big process. So many people want to be part of this, and they select one person, and he's going to do this process of changing the life, you know, the soul from this deity to that deity, the Brahma Padartha. And he's blindfolded, and he goes inside, and the whole puri, it will be blackout, you know, nobody can see anything. He'll go alone. The doors will be locked. He will take the Brahma Padartha from this old deity and he'll put it inside the new deity. And once that is done, he'll put the bell. The moment he puts the bell, then they open the door. The job is done. And after a few days, this person will die. Natural death. No, it's been happening. Nobody knows why it happens, but he'll die. That's why they're very particular to select very, very old people only for this process. So it's like it happens naturally. After a few days, he will say, you know, he'll not speak anything, what he saw, because anyway, he was blindfolded. But he'll say, okay, give me a glass of water. Okay, give me Bimla Devi's Prasad Mala. Then he takes it and he'll leave his body. This happens regularly. Now, of course, there are many other stories and controversies about what is that Brahma Padartha. Some people say it's a Shaligram Shila. Some people say it's the cloth which the original Jagannath deity had worn when Indradyumna Maharaj had installed. And some people say, well, I don't know if we should hear that. But some people say that something from Lord's body had floated from Dwarka when he had left his body. No? Remember that Jara, and how Lord's feet is pierced. I mean, he left his body, some portion floated from Dwarka to Puri. So like that, they have 100 versions and nobody knows actually what's the truth. But there is something, some Brahma Padartha, which they shift from the old deity to the new deity. Now the new deities are in the altar and the old deities are taken and given Samadhi. And now there is some families in Puri who think of Lord as their family member, and now they say, oh, the Lord has left his body. So now they'll shave their head and they will do all these ceremonies, like what you do for dead people. They paint their house white and they'll take simple food and they lament, you know, that the Lord, even if you explain to them, they'll say, no, because Lord is part of our family and now he's left his body. And so like that, you know, slowly the old deities are buried. And then even now, if you go to Puri, you can see that area. It's written there, you know, the old deities are there. Usually you can go and put some flowers and come back. And then how the new deities are. So like that, there is this, it's an endless ocean. And of course, it's very, very important place for us as devotees, especially for the our Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there for 18 years out of 48 years of his life. 18 years he was in Puri. And how this dham is so, so very special, because in Vrindavan there is Madhurya, you know, Rasa, and in Dwarka there is Aishwarya, and in Navadvip there is Audharya, but in Jagannath Puri you find all the three rasas. You see Gundicha is the Vrindavan, and you see the main temple, main temple of Jagannath is like Dwarka, all the opulence, and rest of the whole Puri is Audharya Dham. So something very special we see here of Lord in the, so just like, you know, sometimes our, you know, sometimes the parents are in good mood, they behave so sweetly with the kids, there's some different kind of mood, they'll be so generous. Similarly, Lord is in a very, very special mood. So devotees take advantage of, you know, they can just ask whatever they want to, because in such a good mood he's in. So he's in the mood where he's in separation from Radharani. And then we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have double bonanza, you know, two Lord in the same dham. We have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in separation of Krishna, that means Krishna in separation of Krishna, and then we have Jagannath, who is Krishna in separation of Radharani, and then they both meet during Rath Yatra. So it's all very, very, there's icing and on the cake. And so of course Jagannath Puri dham is also very special to us, because our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada popularized the Rath Yatra festival around the world, and he took Jagannath everywhere, and he is Jagannath, but in Puri not everybody is allowed to see Jagannath, but Prabhupada actually, you know, that name Jagannath, he actually helped the Lord to fulfill that name of his Jagannath by actually taking him all over the universe and made him the Lord of the universe. So it's very special. Of course, many times devotees ask, if it's actually Jagannath, why do the Puri temple people don't allow the foreigners? But it's just that it's not their fault. It's not their mistake. It's just that so many invasions happened in the past that they feel afraid when they see foreigners entering inside. Because many times it so happened that previously the Mughals, they had actually occupied the temple. And then the Jagannath deities were put inside, they were drowned inside water. So like that, so many such experiences the devotees had. That's why they're so possessive. It's when they're not allowing others to come inside, is only out of their love for Jagannath. And they feel that nobody should take their Lord away from them. So that's why they have all these restrictions of not allowing. But otherwise, he's Jagannath and he's the Lord for everybody. So I understand now there is a season of Rath Yatra. I was hearing some Rath Yatra happened in New York, I think yesterday or something. So yeah, so this is also one very special aspect of how Lord himself comes out and gives his blessings to the devotees, and no other form Lord does this, you know, personally going out. And I was reading that there's this one line in the Vamana Purana, says Rathecha Drishtva, Rathecha Vamanam Drishtva Punar Janmana Vidyate. Somebody sees the Lord in the Ratha, touches the wheels, touches the rope, touches the Ratha, then there will be no Punar Janma. In fact, even today, when you go for Rath Yatra in Puri, you will see people actually touch each other's feet. And why do they do it? Out of excitement. They're like, you saw the Lord on the chariot. That means there's going to be no rebirth for you. That means you're going to get moksha. Oh, you're worshipable. And they just touch each other's feet. And then but he said, you also saw the Lord, so you're also worshipable. And they just, touch each other's feet, because they're so happy and excited that, wow, everybody, all of us are going to go back. So that fever is something. Of course, it's so crowded, but
But it's worth, you know, one time going and have that ecstasy of being there, you know, in front of the Lord of the universe. But anyway, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have our own Rath Yatras and we have our own Jagannathji, and Jagannathji is so accessible. So, of course, Srila Prabhupada had such special feeling for Puri. We know even as a youngster, he used to go on checking the train fare or the bus fare, or I think train fare, how much, you know, when will I have that money and when will I go to Puri, and how he did Rath Yatra when he was a little boy. So it's very, very special for all of us here. And I think almost all the ISKCON centers, when they begin new, they start with either Jagannathji or they start with Gaur-Nitai, because they're so merciful. Not many rules and regulations to worship them, and they're ready to accept everything, whatever service we are able to offer, the Lord accepts it with an open heart. So I think I should stop here. With this, I pray from the core of my heart that Lord Sri Jagannath blesses all of us and showers His mercy on all of us, and that our hearts get attracted to Him, and the Lord enters our heart and makes our heart as a permanent place for Him to reside. With this prayer, I end it here. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yes, yes, Prabhu, you are right that in Jagannath Puri they don't do Ekadashi, but then we remember this pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that, you know, when he was given grain prasadam during Ekadashi, he just kept it in his hand. So when we go to Puri, we follow Ekadashi, but then those who are there in the dham, maybe they don't follow the Puri pandas and all, maybe because you see that Ekadashi Devi, she's tied in Puri. She said that you have no access here. Na? When you enter in Jagannath temple, you see Ekadashi Devi is tied. So there's another pastime to that. But the devotees, we follow Ekadashi even when we are in Puri. Yeah. Okay. What I understand your question is that when we hear this pastime, somewhere in our heart we feel, okay, they're all pure devotees, so Lord reciprocates with them. So, but like, what's our inspiration at that? Will Lord ever reciprocate with us like that? Maybe it's not possible. Maybe it's far from, you know, it's not reality. So what inspiration do we take from these past times? Now, this is something like this. We know that Lord protects His devotees. And when we hear these past times, our faith in that statement of the scriptures, that Name Bhakta Pranashyati, when Lord says that in Gita, is strengthened. But on practically, when we see, okay, I also prayed to Jagannath, but this never happened. I also had it, but He never protected. So does the Lord protect only His pure devotees? He doesn't protect the other normal, ordinary devotees like us, the sadhakas? No, He protects. The only thing is, we don't know the definition of protect. So I give you a simple acronym. Protect. P-R-O-T-E-C-T. Protect. The Lord protects. Sometimes the Lord protects personally. P for personal. Just like Lord personally protected the Vraja Vasis by lifting the Govardhan. Sometimes Lord protects by His representatives, R, you know, in protect, R. Like He sent Vidura, you know, to hint the Pandavas, you know, that the Laksha Graha is going to happen, so better make a tunnel. So sometimes He protects personally, sometimes representative, sometimes omnipresence. So He's there, just like in protected Draupadi. Nobody saw Lord was there, but Lord protected, sometimes by His omnipresence. So P-R-O-T. Sometimes He protects by His teachings, just like He protected Arjuna by narrating the Gita. So He's protecting us by His teachings. When we hear scriptures, when we follow the rules and regulations, the four rules and regulations, we follow the Niyama, the Nishedha, we read scriptures, we chant. So by His teachings, He's protecting us. If there was no teachings, we would have been drowned in this material ocean, not knowing where to go. So P-R-O-T. E, sometimes He protects by empowering us. He may not directly intervene, but He will empower us to endure
if not bring out a solution, we may somehow endure the situation. So sometimes he empowers us. So P-R-O-T-E-C. Sometimes it's a combination of all. And the last one, protect, T. And sometimes it's a time. We need to have patience. Sometimes we may apparently feel that Lord is not protecting me. I don't see any protection coming forward. But we just need to have patience. Because Lord has his own clock. And it's sometimes we may understand it in days, sometimes we realize it in years, sometimes decades. But Lord has his own plan. Like there is a saying, na, when Lord fulfills your desire, he wants to increase your faith. When he delays your desire, he wants you to increase patience. And when he never fulfills your desire, then you know he has a better plan for you. So like that, you know, Lord is definitely protecting. But sometimes our definition of protection is so narrow. This is what I think he should protect, but he didn't. So that means, does he only protect pure devotees? No, he's actually protecting you and me every single day, every single moment. So where is the question of not being inspired? Every single day, the fact that you're breathing and I'm breathing and we're all breathing. Okay, and we are in the middle of this pandemic and we are here relishing Jagannath's katha. So he's definitely protecting us. But this is real protection. That even in this situation, we have this opportunity. This Sunday morning, we are hearing about the Lord. So the only point is our definition is very narrow. When we understand what is Lord's protection, then every single moment we'll be so grateful. Now, I was sharing the other day with the devotees that now since the corona pandemic happened, every single day, you know, you check with the oximeter, how's your oxygen, how's everything. And now we realize that how oxygen is so important. I mean, all along we were breathing unconsciously. I mean, never did I get up in the morning and I thanked, wow, my kidneys are working. Wow, my pancreas are working. You know, my lungs are working. I never bothered. It happened unconsciously. But now every moment there is a realization. Okay, my oxygen saturation is fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. I haven't been affected. So it's sometimes we don't understand, but Lord is protecting us every single moment. The fact that we are breathing, hearing, talking, seeing, this is all his protection. I hope this answer helps you. You can pray. You can do that. Yes, you can. It's not compulsory. This is what we do here, and I think everybody can do it. Depends upon your place, time, situation, and circumstance. We are very close to Puri, and we regularly have the stock of Jagannath Prasad with us. So. Yeah, you see, even otherwise, we are always taking only prasadam. So all prasadam is prasadam only. So even if you don't have Jagannath's prasadam, what you're going to eat for parayan is prasadam only. So nothing to worry. And if you have Jagannath's prasad, you relish it and you break the fast with that. It's just the emotion and that happy feeling that, yeah, I have Jagannath's mahaprasad and I break the fast with that. Yeah, maybe the Lord wants to increase your intensity. The more it's delayed, maybe you'll be more intense on seeing him. You know, in Tirupati Balaji, there is hours and hours of line, you know, when you want to see the Lord. And finally, when you come and see Balaji, you'll be like, oh my God, that intensity is so high. So maybe the Lord wants to increase your intensity. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna lage. Sab Krishna, Krishna, Krishna lage. Sab Krishna, Krishna, Krishna lage. Sab Krishna. Krishna.